Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, November 21st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Curtain up! Light the lights! Audra McDonald headlines the fifth Broadway revival of Gypsy, starting previews tonight at the Majestic Theater. This marks the first new production to play a first preview in this space since The Phantom of the Opera did so in 1988. McDonald plays the iconic Mama Rose, an ambitious stage mother willing to make her daughters vaudeville stars while casting an affectionate eye on the hardships of a life in the arts. Danny Burstein also stars as Herbie, the agent that supports Rose and falls in love with her. Joy Woods and Jordan Tyson, who starred together in this year's The Notebook, play daughters Louise and June. The principal cast also includes Kevin Solak, Leslie Margarita, Lily Thomas, Melinda Hull, Marley Leanne Gomes, Jacob Ming Trent, Jade Smith, and Kylie Vickers. Gypsy features a cherished score by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim with a book by Arthur Lawrence. Choreography for this revival is by Camille A. Brown, with direction by George C. Wolfe. Opening night is December 19th. In casting news, the full company has been announced for the Broadway premiere of Floyd Collins at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. Direct from Broadway's The Great Gatsby, Jeremy Jordan will play the titular Spelunker. Jordan's final performance in The Great Gatsby is scheduled for January 19th. Joining him in Floyd Collins will be Lizzie McAlpine as Nellie Collins, Jason Gotte as Homer Collins, Sean Alan Krill as H.T. Carmichael, Mark Kudish as Lee Collins, Wade McCollum as B. Doyle, Jessica Mulaski as Miss Jane, Taylor Trench as Skeets Miller, and Cole Vaughn as Jewel Estes. An 11-person ensemble completes the cast. McAlpine is an indie singer-songwriter who reached the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time 2 years ago with her breakthrough single Ceilings. Her third studio album was released earlier this year. Floyd Collins will mark her Broadway debut. Gotte, whose last Broadway appearance was in Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, can currently be seen off-Broadway in Teeth. Krill and Kudish have combined for 4 Tony nominations. McCollum can currently be seen as Wade in Broadway's Water for Elephants. Mulaski, who will make her first Broadway appearance in 17 years, was recently seen in a pre-Broadway tryout production of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Trench returns to Lincoln Center Theater after playing Mordred in last year's Camelot revival, and Vaughn will also be making a Broadway debut. Floyd Collins begins previews March 27th and officially opens on April 21st. In other casting news, the complete cast was also announced today for the new musical Redwood. Joining Idina Menzel in The Tuner will be Michael Park as Finn, D'Audre Aziza as Mel, Zachary Noah Pizer as Spencer, and Kayla Wilcoxon as Becca. Park, Aziza, and Pizer reprise their roles from the world premiere production at San Diego's La Jolla Playhouse from earlier this year. Park last originated the role of Larry Murphy in Dear Evan Hansen. Aziza was last seen on Broadway in A Night with Janis Joplin and is a Tony nominee for Passing Strange. Pizer was recently seen as Brad in K-Pop. Wilcoxon can currently be seen as Catherine of Aragon in the Broadway cast of Six. Her final performance is set for November 24th. In addition to the onstage cast, Bradley Dean, Daniel Brackett, Veronica O'Team, and Jessica Phillips have joined as standbys. Phillips will cover for Menzel. Redwood begins previews January 24th at the Nederlander Theater before an opening night on February 13th. And finally today, it was revealed that Yellow Face has just been filmed for PBS. The David Henry Wong play will air as part of the network's Great Performances series at a later date to be announced. The show stars Daniel Dae Kim as a fictionalized version of Wong himself. Kim's production company 3AD is partnering with PBS for the capture. Yellow Face closes this Sunday, November 24th at the Todd Hames Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.